I've had any hand in choosing. I don't put myself under its government. I am told that it can watch me while I sleep. I'm told that it can convict me of, here's the definition of totalitarianism, thought crime for what I think. I may be convicted and condemned. And that if I commit a right action, it's only to evade this punishment. And if I commit a wrong action, I'm going to be caught up not just with punishment in life, what I've done, which often follows axiomatically, but no, that even after I'm dead, in the Old Testament, gruesome as it is, recommending as it is, genocide, racism, tribalism, slavery, genital mutilation, and the displacement and destruction of others, terrible as the Old Testament gods are, they don't promise to punish the dead. There's no talk of torturing you after the earth has closed over the Amalekites. Only till when gentle Jesus, meek and mild, makes his appearance, are those who won't accept the message told they must depart into everlasting fire. Is this morality? Is this ethics? I submit, not only is it not, not only does it come with the false promise of vicarious redemption, but it is the origin of the totalitarian principle which has been such a burden and shame to our species for so long.